During the previous podcast, did I not make myself clear? I thought I spoke out against tempo changes, and yet no fewer than three of these submissions include one or more tempo changes. I mean, what's the deal? Am I being trolled here? What's wrong?
Nobody respects you. It's
what's
you have
going
to be
on?
More authoritative, like speak in a deeper voice.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Louder, you know?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, well, that was actually the challenge this time. You came up with it, right?
I did.
So,
yeah, I did.
So why don't you announce it? What was the idea?
So the idea was to sort of escape from the grid. So, like, usually when we're working in our digital audio workstations, or DAWs, we spend a lot of time aligning things to the grid to make sure that everything is on beat. And I thought it would be great for a change to try to get away from that. Like, I had never used any of the variable tempo features in my DAW before, and I kind of wanted a reason to do it. So I had never thought changing tempo was something I wanted to do, and I wanted an excuse to try it. So the challenge is to make a creative use of a one or more tempo changes. And the creative use clause is in there just to try to encourage people to think about why they're changing tempo and to try to kind of make it make sense in the context of the song.
It's different. It's new. I can't remember if Narayan has ever done that before or if SpinTunes has ever done it before. I doubt it. SpinTunes tends to be more topic.
For sure.
Than it is, yeah.
I was reacting to that a little bit. I didn't want to go four rounds of topic suggestions. So I thought it would be great to have some variation in the kinds of prompts that we give our contestants.
You wanted to veer into Nerein's lane.
I did.
Oh, well. Well, do you want to talk about last round a little bit? I mean, I think judging last round was pretty good, by which I mean, you know, except for Galashi, there weren't a lot of wild, discrepant voting variations that I think we see in some of the other competitions. Now, there were 10 eliminations, and none of those artists were in any of the judges' top 10 lists, meaning, you know, there wasn't anybody in the bottom 10 who one of the judges thought was one of the top 10, and just somehow, you know, that there wasn't that discrepancy, and also vice versa. Nobody in the top 10 was in any of the judges' bottom 10 rankings. The only really extra wacky voting disparity was between you and me, Chumpy, with Galashi, as we discussed during the previous podcast, though. And that was sincere and organic. You weren't artificially inflating your vote, and I wasn't on some vendetta against Galashi. And it doesn't matter anymore, though, since, you know, unfortunately, he didn't submit a round two song.
Yeah. I wouldn't take back my vote, and I wouldn't change anything. Like, I'm happy I voted my conscience, and I really love the song. And even if not a lot of the other judges felt as strongly as I did, I think that's okay. There's plenty of room to disagree.
If I remember right, I think Jim of Seattle liked the song a whole lot, too. Either him and or Micah. I think it was Jim of Seattle spoke very, very highly of it, though.
Yeah, that's true.
But since Galashi didn't submit an entry for round two, and neither did a good guy Sojourbe, we had two reinstatements, Menage a Tune and also Brewhouse Sessions, which, you know, they were both eliminated in round one. Now, I'm going to offer just a little peek behind the curtain here. Micah, who is the manager or emperor or organizer, I think organizer is best. Micah, the organizer of Spin Tunes, manages the reinstatements at his discretion and at the discretion of the judges. It does sort of explicitly state in the rules that significant weighting will be given to those competitors who were ranked highest prior to their elimination. And I feel pretty safe in suggesting that was the primary consideration for these reinstatements, or maybe the only consideration. We did have one judge who spoke out in favor of reinstating one of the other entries instead, but it was decided to go with the default, which maybe seems fairest.
It does. I think it's fair to judge their previous performance, the one they were cut on. like, if someone had a much better performance and they were just barely eliminated last time, I would want them to have first dibs. And I just thought it what I would want if I were an eliminated competitor.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. I kind of didn't have any part of that discussion. I kind of recused myself for reasons that might or might not become clear later. But now that it's already decided and out there, I can say that I think I would have sided with that judge who kind of wanted one of the alternates. And my rationale is that I'm pretty sure that both of the reinstated bands are likely to be eliminated again this round. And what is the point of reinstating a band that you're pretty sure is just going to be eliminated in that round? I mean, I get it where you think that they should be reinstated just on the strength of their previous score. That makes perfect sense. But if their shadow is just going to get them eliminated again, then what's the point?
I don't know. It's a point not to phone in your shadows. Maybe it's just a reminder to other competitors.
Yeah. Well, we did have those two reinstatements, and we did default to the highest ranked eliminated round one bands who submitted shadow entries. So it's worth pointing out that Ross Durand or Bafo Yux Dudes would have been reinstated if either of them had just submitted shadow songs. And, you know, why not submit shadows? You know, in my view, we're all only doing this for further motivation to make music and maybe to have an audience and get feedback. So it seems like self-sabotage to kind of bow out completely just because you're less likely to win a competition that involves no prize and no acclaim, you know?
I can't disagree with your reasoning.
All right. I've come to the end of my rant. Do you have any rants?
I don't. What do you say we introduce our guest this time around?
Okay. We have a very special return guest today. It's Owl. Owl has won 10... Owl has won 10 song fights under the band name Miscellaneous Owl, plus 6 song fights under the band named Vowel Sounds. Vowel Sounds won Nurine 14, and they were the only band in Nurine history to win 4 rounds in a row back to back. Having won Nurine 14 with Vowel Sounds, Owl was content to rest on her laurels. Nope, just kidding. She returned to win Nurine 16 under the name Crown Shy earlier this year. In addition to all of that, Owl makes wonderful music and videos with the band Gentle Brontosaurus. Owl has collaborated with Jerkatorium on the song Try Me under the band name Miscellaneous Jerk. She's collaborated with Hanky Code on a cover of Hot Pink Halo's Try Me. She's collaborated with the Yaks of Industry on the House Arrest song fight. And you can find info, music, videos, and etc. by Miscellaneous Owl, Vowel Sounds, Crown Shy, Gentle Brontosaurus et al. At the Songfight Archive, the Nurine Archive, the Spintunes Archive, YouTube, Bandcamp, SoundCloud, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can and should buy the Vowel Sounds album Message Received at Bandcamp.com. And while you're at it, go get those Gentle Brontosaurus albums, too. It's all excellent, amazing songs from a true champion. Welcome back, Owl.
Yay.
Thank you for that sweet introduction. all the sales pitches. Saved me all the trouble of having to do it myself.
I do kind of feel like Kermit the Frog. I want to yell, yay, and then wave my hands around frantically, you know. But did I miss anything?
I have a few Insta bands whose names I can't all remember right now, but a few other random instant band collaborations on Songfight as well. And what else is there? at the moment, like I was mentioning, I'm pretty busy this month because I'm actually prepping to do a couple of tribute shows with these kind of one-off collaboration things with friends in town. So I'm actually going to be impersonating David Bowie and the Cranberries, you know, various components of these in, you know, a bit more than a week, like the 30th of October. So, yeah, that's keeping me busy musically this month.
I feel like last time we had you on, you were doing one of those too. And I want to say it was Elvis, but it might not have been.
Yeah, I did do Elvis. That might have been the same year that I did a previous Cranberries as well. But yeah, it was the same band that I'm doing Bowie with this year. We did Elvis a few years back.
Cool. That sounds awesome. Okay, well, let's talk a little bit more about this challenge in these songs before we get into the specific ones. Like, I sometimes complain about Nur Ein challenges that ruin songs, like when a Nur Ein round mandates that a song includes a siren or an error or backwards recording, and we end up getting a lot of songs that might have been excellent if not for that siren or that error or that backwards bit. Do you think this challenge ruined any otherwise potentially excellent songs?
I feel like it did, at least one.
Do you have any specific ones in mind, or are you thinking like just in general it's, I mean, there
There,
were
there's a one that
25
was in
songs.
done in four movements, and I feel
Oh yeah.
like maybe they would have just stuck to one movement if we didn't force them to make tempo changes, and I think that would have been a huge improvement. But we can get to that when we get to it.
Well, maybe instead of these questions, maybe we should just get to it then. What do you think?
Yeah, let's dive right in. Do you want to start us
Okay.
off?
Can I just say something about the challenge just real
Please.
fast? Just because I
Sheesh.
was kind of thinking about that, the song in four movements that you're mentioning, because it's funny, kind of this big divide that we have between all the people in this community who are, like home recording aficionados and, leaning heavily on the use of the DAW and the grid for the most part. And kind of that divide between, the home recording folks doing that and then the people who are doing all sort of live stuff and live recording. And, it's a lot harder to stay on the grid, right? Like if you're just playing in a live band, depending on how steady your drummer is. But it's the kind of challenge that I think would be very natural if it was, a live band with just a bunch of people in a room together playing music. You'd be like, okay, we're going to slow down in this part and speed up in this part. You kind of all follow each other. And it makes it weirdly difficult, right? And like very almost sort of forced when you're having people who are trying to stay to, a click on this grid and like carefully put in these tempo envelopes and change things. So I mean, I thought one thing that was kind of interesting was like the competitor who has the song in the four movements, I think was all, live drums because he's a drummer. I didn't really like sit around and figure out who, is doing live drums or who is doing maybe just like them and an acoustic instrument or something where it makes it a little bit more organic and a little bit easier to manage that. But I thought that was kind of an interesting, tension between those two ways of approaching music.
Yeah, a couple spring to mind. First, of course, is Jim of Seattle, who I'm not sure, but I get the impression that maybe that was just played kind of organically, and the tempo changes were certainly, I'm sure that they were planned out, but they seemed more kind of like they were following the mood, you know. And I don't know, but I suspect that he wasn't working off a varying metronome. And I think that that might have even helped Bucket Hat Bobby Matheson, who definitely had a not so great drum machine that, you know, he had varying success following. But yeah, I think that it might have been better even without that. But I think I'm getting ahead of myself too, since we're talking about specific cases.
I think it's about time that folks who aren't using a DAW and who are relying on recording live performances got an advantage. So, if that's the case, I think good for them.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.